For the past 8 years, Janelle Clark has been working as a taxi operator in Barbados. And she is quick to tell you that she loves tourism.
I have seen a miraculous change for us as taxi operators. The big companies are pretty much, they're getting a lot of the work. And what I'm seeing is we are having quite a number of persons coming to our island. And for right now, I'm seeing people are not really using the hotels. Some people are using the hotels, but they're using Airbnbs. And I think that is a great change. I don't know if it's because of pricing, but I am seeing people are diverting to the Airbnbs.
With what consequences for people like yourself?
When you have people staying at the Airbnbs, it's a challenge because many of the Airbnbs are not on GPS. Their businesses are not named, and it's a challenge in finding these places where the Airbnb are located.
And here's another concern.
We have nightlife, like big shows. And these shows, we find that operators do not have separate parking for taxi operators in these facilities. We recognize that taxi operators are not really respected from both guests and local because we find guests will spend at least $500 in the food restaurants, but when to pay the taxi operator for their services, probably it may be a price of $30 or $40. The guests are asking for a discount, which the government tariff probably may say $40, and they want to pay $20. So in initial, in fact, we need to have some respect in the taxi operating business. And I mentioned, I would like to thank the government also for completing some of the West Coast roads. But across the island, we would like to see roads such as the South Coast and roads that lead to the various attractions. We would like those roads to be completed as well. Because tourism is our business and we need to play our part. And these are some of the challenges some of our guests are really complaining about. They're saying that some of our roads need repairing, the infrastructure in Bridgetown. And I believe, Ellis, I am a great spokesman on the behalf of the government, honestly, because we know that government have a big responsibility after the COVID, where it affected us deeply. And initially, the fact that the government have a lot of expenses as well, and we can relate to that. But we would like to see some of those roads completed. And we need to find some solutions also. And one of the biggest problems and challenges we have is our gas and diesel prices. And that is really affecting us in the taxi industry. When you have high diesel and gasoline prices, it means that you're paying out a lot more than what you receive. A fact that we are paying 40 cents a liter for gasoline and diesel, and we still have to pay half road tax. So you have private cars paying no road tax at all, and we are paying for road tax and still 40 cents a liter.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.